Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to get Kathy Hartman up. It's lovely. I'm excited. It's a happy Wednesday. It's drop it like it's hot. All the things. Just all the things. And so my question is to all of you, who has not been filling out those weekly sheets? Because you know, every week in the newsletter, there's like a little survey doolally that comes up and you put in pounds lost. And Kathy's going to put that link in the chat. But here we go. We are like not even halfway to our goal. And it's not because we have lack of members. It's not because y'all haven't been losing weight. It's because people haven't been filling out the survey. I know that's what it is. So let's get it up almost to the goal this week. So here's what I want to say too. If you committed to drop it like it's hot and you're like, I'm going to move 3 days a week during July, or I'm going to not eat after dinner, or I'm going to do the halftime method, you know, one day, one meal every day, whatever it is. A lot of times you'll be like, I'm going to report that because that was my goal. But if you also had weight loss because of what you're doing, still put your weight loss in there. Just because you maybe didn't have weight loss as like your, I'm going to gift this to Corinne kind of a goal. Still fill that out if you've had weight loss. And if you're not having weight loss, then I want all of y'all to come to ask coaches. And post why you're not losing weight. Let the coaches help you because you're here for weight loss. And we are here to help you get into weight loss. So that is very important. So if you're losing weight, no matter what your goal was for drop it like it's hot, or I don't give a shit if you said to Corinne, I'm going to give you 5 pounds in July. And it is now July 23rd and you've lost 1 pound. Do not say, well, I can't give it all, so I'm not going to give anything. That's some bullshit. That's some all or nothing thinking. No. Go over there and report your pound. We take it all. We'll take it all. We don't care what you committed to. We'll take what you got. So there you go. Hey, Christina. All right. I'm filling it out on the Friday morning. No, there's actually a form that you go onto our website. We're keeping track of it. And there's a thermometer that goes up. Our goal is to lose 10,000 pounds, 10,000 pounds. And so the thermometer goes up. It's also a place where you can ask questions on there, all kinds of stuff. We read them all. We've been getting back to you, all the things. Good. There is a link on the Friday weigh-in. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I know the link is everywhere. I know it's in the newsletter. It's on the This Month in No BS page under courses on our website, nobswoman.com, and it must be there as well. Girl Tracy, she said, do I commit to a loss even if I didn't, do I put my loss even if I didn't commit to anything? Hell to the yes, Tracy. Yes. Okay. Start populating your questions in the Q&A. I have some from our Drop It Like It's Hot form, whatever. And I am going to get those answered first. And then I'm going to pop over to the Q&A and get those answered. Because don't forget, it's Ask Me Anything. Y'all can ask me anything. Y'all can ask me anything you want to ask me. Let's see. What are some things you can tell yourself when you think you want fast food instead of staying on your plan? Oh, I love that. It's what my mouth wants right now, but it's not what my goals want. I know I want fast food right now, but the version of me that made my plan had weight loss in mind. I don't know that this version does. What do I really need right now? Why am I wanting fast food? Am I angry, upset, frustrated? What is going on instead? Those are some things you can tell yourself. Because the person in the middle of the day that wants whatever bullshit it is they're not thinking about weight loss. If I'm going to eat something, I want the weight loss plan. I want the one person, the morning me or the nighttime me that wrote the plan. I want her in charge of my weight loss. I don't want somebody pissed off. I don't want somebody tired. I don't want somebody frustrated being in charge of my weight loss. Trying to find ways to keep the momentum going when I'm exhausted and life gets in the way. You just got to stay in motion. You got to have those minimum baselines. When life is pulling you in 50 different directions, what are you committed to today? I'm going to at least write my plan and get my water. I'm going to do those things. Nothing shall dissuade me from that. What is your minimum baseline? And I always say this, but I think it's very true, and I don't think you can hear it enough. Your 100% is different every single day. I went to Pilates this morning. I keep saying I got an allergy, but I think I might be getting sick. I'm not sure. But anyway, there were some things I could not do today, and I was giving it my 110%. But stuff that I did like Monday or whatever, like I'm just not feeling great. But I left it all at the Pilates studio. It did not look like my 100% on Monday. I'm not feeling great. I got a cavity that broke. I got a toothache. I got all kind of shit going on. My 100% looks a little bit different. And it's giving yourself grace and compassion to know that. My 100% don't look like it always does. I got too many, I got other things to do. Maybe every day you sit down and listen to a video in the weight loss course. And today you're like, I'm just going to put a podcast in my ear because I can't sit down today, but I'm going to get something done. I'm going to take one step toward my goal. And that's how you keep it moving. You don't say, well, I can't do it like I did it yesterday, or it doesn't look like it did last week, so just fuck it. I just won't do anything. That's not how it works. I'm busy today. I don't feel well today. There are things going on. What can I do? Because momentum comes from action. So it's like, you know what? It might not look like it did, but that's okay. That's okay today. How do you recover from beliefs when you've been in OBS and the weight isn't coming off? You have to go back to what you believe you can do today. Again, those little small steps. It doesn't matter if you've been in OBS for one day, one week, or one year, or 5 years. When you notice those habits are going away or they're not the habits that you want to have, you've got to give yourself permission to not compare yourself. It goes back to that 100%. Maybe 100% when you first started and you were on fire for no BS, you were doing all the things. Maybe you had developed some habits and things happen. Life happens. You let little habits come back in and the sneaky little habits. And then the next thing you know, you're very far away from where you were. You're just far away. You're not anywhere close to where you were. You have to give yourself permission to take those baby steps. Because what happens a lot of times when our habits fall off, we're like, fuck, I'm not getting my water. I'm not making a plan. I'm sometimes asking if I'm hungry. I used to do all those things. And you're like, okay, today I'm going to write my plan and get my water. And then your brain is going to be like, you were doing so much better before. Remember when you were losing weight before and you were doing all those other things? This isn't good enough. We got to take the judgment out of it. I've done it several times in OBS. I'm sure Kathy has. We have all done it when we're like, what the hell? Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm not drinking my water or your schedule changes. Something happens. And the way you used to get water in is not the way you get water in now. I've had two big shifts in OBS. One when I went from the nursing home to home health, totally different schedule. I fell off about all my habits because I was in my car all day. Didn't look at all like it was. I had to stop and reassess. Well, you used to drink this much water. Now you're not drinking. I heard all that bullshit in my head, all of it. Then, whenever I came to work at home, whenever I started working for an OBS, I didn't have to prep anything. I healed my kitchen. I can see my refrigerator from right here. I'm talking to y'all. I can see my refrigerator. Why would I need to make a sandwich to pack up? Why would I need to plan what my lunch was? I'm just going to the refrigerator. I'll let my habits fall off. I had to reassess, pick myself up, figure out how to make it work in this new stage of life. And a lot of times, for a lot of us, it happens several times over your journey. And you have to relook at everything, figure out how you're going to get it done. What does it look like now? I know this is what it used to look like. What does it look like now? Maybe, I mean, God bless. I've had so many changes. I used to food prep all the time. Now all my kids are gone. It's just me and my husband. Just because it doesn't look like it used to, doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean that you're not doing things. You've just got to fit, stop and talk to yourself and ask yourself, what does it look like right now? Doesn't matter what it used to look like. Doesn't matter what I used to do. What am I going to do now? Because those changes in life or falling off of habits for whatever reason, noticing the scale going up a little bit, like, why is it doing that? Then you look at your habits, you're like, oh, I'm not doing these things. That's just a time to reassess and readjust and recommit. And we all do it over and over and over. I have to always recommit to myself. I get busy, I get complacent sometimes. And about every couple times a year, I gotta have a, as we call it in the South, a come to Jesus with my own self. Even though I eat, breathe, sleep, no BS, I have to do it to myself. Because these habits are important for my life, it's who I wanna be. And you just have to acknowledge that I'm not where I wanna be. Where, how am I gonna get there? And then you have us. Right? Like, you got a whole bunch of people here willing to help you. Just reach out. Let's see. I have not felt good all week, so movement was a zero. Should I try to move when I'm sick? It goes back to that 100%. It goes back to that 100%. If you're sick, just like I'm sick, my 100% didn't look like it should. Well, it did look, not should look, looked like it, the only way it could look today. So just don't move. Don't move. That's fine. I had surgery last October after 60 pounds down. My weight has stayed the same the past 7 weeks. I want to lose 25 more pounds. Help. So, whenever you notice a stall and it's not moved in 7 weeks, you gather up your data. How often are you eating past hungry? I mean, when you're not hungry, how often are you eating past enough? You take your data, you put on your lab coat. And you bring it all to ask coaches, and you're like, here's what's going on for me. Here's what my data looks like. My scale hasn't moved in 7 weeks. Tell me what to do. That's all you say. And we will help you. We got to look at doable hunger. We got to, after a significant weight loss, a lot of times you have to recalibrate. What is enough? What is hunger? What does it look like? And we'll figure it out for you. We're not going to level up food until we make sure all of your basics, hunger, enough, and everything is on point. So you need to make sure and look at all of that and bring all your data to us. We can figure it out. We all can look at data and see right where your problem is. And even if you send us data that says 100%, we can actually also help you with that too. I don't care if you say I'm doing it perfect. Bring it to us. We're going to figure it out for you. How much does stress at home affect weight loss? I mean, it can. It depends on how much stress. Stress releases cortisol. God, here I go talking bullshit again. And I know that does, play a little role in weight loss. But what happens a lot of times is we get under stress, we don't pay attention to our hunger cues. We go grab a snack when it's a high stress situation because that's what we've always done. You want to clean that up. Because what happens is we're like, it's stress, it's cortisol. And then we notice the scale go up and we're like, well, it's just cortisol, but we don't pay attention to our habits. We don't control the piece we can control. Just like anytime you go on a medication or menopause is such a great example. I talk to women all the time in menopause, perimenopause. I know it's so hard to lose weight. When your belief is that it is really hard to lose weight when you're under stress, or it's really hard to lose weight when you're in menopause or perimenopause, what happens is you're like, you see the scale go up, you just turn off the examination portion of your brain. Well, it's perimenopause. That new medicine I'm taking is stress at home. And we don't ever look at our habits because a lot of times, even if you're going to gain a little bit of weight, it won't be as much if you clean up your habits, if you keep your habits right and tight. But when we put everything on a thing, which stuff does affect weight loss, I'm not saying it doesn't. But when you just say, oh, well, it's just this thing, or oh, well, it's just the medicine, or oh, well, it's just this, we are like, we don't even pay attention anymore. It turns off our curiosity because our brain loves certainty. So when you see the scale go up and you're like, oh, it's this thing, your brain's like, yes, I don't have to think about it anymore. I'm good. But you've got to keep reaching back and figuring out if your habits are in a good way. Yes, stress causes me to let hunger and enough go by the wayside. That's right. That's when you have to double down. I am stressed, but every time I think I'm hungry, I'm going to ask myself, am I stressed or am I hungry? Doubling down on the clock. Maybe I just need to get a little bit of distance from this urge. Maybe I could be. Let's see. I am reading, Carolyn, questions that people put in the Drop It Like It's Hot questionnaire. I'll do those and then I'm going to answer in the Q&A. And you won't even see the questions in the Q&A till after I answer them. But the chat rolls by, quickly. So if we put them over there, I have trouble seeing them. How do you better accept the concept of good enough when you struggle with perfection? Perfection is not realistic, and logically, I know this, but the negative talk is persistent. Where are you looking for perfection? Probably just weight loss. Nobody's house is per well, I've been a couple perfect, like everything in its place and all that kind of stuff. We allow ourselves to make mistakes in other areas of our life, and we keep going. We screw up as a parent. We keep parenting. We burn dinner. We keep cooking. We run a red light. We keep driving. We miss a deadline at work. We don't quit. But somehow in weight loss, God bless, if I eat over enough one time, can't do it. Can't do it. And Kathy just posted consistency versus perfection. Lesson in no BS. Module 2, lesson 4, my favorite lesson in OBS as well. Take a listen to that. I'm struggling to find a way to not give in to my chocolate sweet urges. Some days I drink a second diet Pepsi or a chocolate milk so I don't eat or give in to an urge. I want to drink less soda, but I tend to give in to the urge of eating. But then again, I'm giving in to the urge of drinking another diet Pepsi or chocolate milk. How can I change this? You have to, first of all, make sure you're planning it. Make sure you're planning the chocolate. You're eating it anyway. Make sure you plan that second Diet Coke. You're drinking it anyway. It is amazing what happens when you write something that you're eating anyway, but you don't want to eat on your plan. It's magic. It is mind magic because when it is planned, it is easier to wait for hunger. And we don't want to resist urges. We don't want to, we just want to be, what is the urge telling you? Why is it there? What is the urge for? Are you wanting a break? Are you wanting a rest? Are you wanting to procrastinate the next task on your list? Are you not allowing yourself to rest? The only way you can rest is if you're eating. We have to figure that out. We have to get to the root cause of why you're wanting to eat. And the coaches can help you do that if you know a certain time of the day, a certain day of the week that you're doing it. But post all that in to ask coaches. Let's see. Need a quick fix to mentally handling the scale, not showing what I hope. I talk about this a lot. The scale is one measurement of how your week went. One. Weigh your habits before you get on the scale. A lot of times, your habits will tell you what the scale is going to say. The other thing is the scale weighs your colon. The scale weighs inflammation. My scale's been up. I told, well, first of all, y'all know I got the arthritis. My knuckles have been so tender. I'm inflamed somehow, probably because I'm getting sick and I'm not wanting to admit it because I'm going on vacation. There are things going on in my body. It's trying to heal me. My scale is going to be up. I don't care if I eat too enough every day. I'm going to keep doing it because I know there's something else going on. One weigh-in does not dictate what you did this week. It does not negate your hard work. It is one step on a piece of plastic. You need to weigh your habits as well. How did you do on water? How did you do waiting for enough? I mean, waiting for hunger. How did you do stopping at enough? What did your sleep look like this week? All of those are a measure of your progress as well. The scale is one measure of your progress. Let's see. Fighting with eating when hungry. I don't understand why I want to do it, but I can't get myself to follow through. I want you to go back and listen to the entire module on hunger in the No BS Weight Loss course. Module three could be. I think it's module three. Make sure you're getting your water. Water makes waiting for hunger easier. Make sure also that you've got some snacks with you because a lot of times we don't want to wait for hunger because we're like, what if we get hungry later? You want to calm yourself and give yourself permission to have something if you do get hungry later. There's always food available to you. You can always pull into a gas station, reminding yourself there's plenty of food. A lot of people did not have food as children, and they have a really hard time waiting for hunger. It's very difficult for them because it was, eat it now before it's gone. You need to know that about yourself. Do you have a fear because you didn't have food when you were younger? It's a very real thing. Whatever you uncover, you bring it to ask coaches. And we will help you figure out, we'll help you get to that root cause. We'll help you figure out what's under not wanting to wait for hunger. Let's see. Figuring out hunger before it's full-blown starving and panic. I can't seem to figure out if I'm hungry unless I feel an empty stomach or to the point of shaky. So go into the No BS Weight Loss course. There is a hunger cheat sheet in the Quick Start Guide. There's a link directly to it in that hunger module of No BS, and it talks about other things. So like for me, I get antsy and like I can't sit still. I want to go from one task to the other. I start thinking, I think I'm starting to get hungry. Like it's just a fleeting thought. Like it might be time to start thinking about lunch. Because a lot of times we're like, no, you can't be. You just shut it down. And that's not the way to do it. But it's just identifying those thoughts, those other little things. And it takes a while. It's nuanced. It takes a while to get used to those and to figure those out. But it is so worth it. And you can also go into Facebook. Like, what are some of your hunger cues? What you got going on right now? Hold on 1 second. My husband just came in and he's having a Mike, can you shut my door to my office, please? He's having a full on conversation in there. He hears me. Anybody else got one like that? All right. And see, for me, Candy, a growling stomach is absolutely, I've waited a little too long for me, like for me, but maybe for you, that's what makes, I love No BS for it. Everybody's cues are a little bit different, and you get to figure out what yours are. And I love that. Yeah, Ken Hartman. I know we were on a meeting yesterday, and I was like, I hear Ken. We can all talk about we can have a kumbaya about our husbands for the last 25, 35 minutes. Let's see. Are we supposed to do the survey with our loss every week or just once for the total? We send one out every week. You can do that. And then the final one will be where you report your whole loss for the month. And then you let us know that you participated so you can win the prizes. The prizes. Because there's fantabulous prizes this month. I'm emerging from 3 weeks in a fuck it free for all. God bless. Well, at least you're merging, Anonymous. You're coming out the other side. I love it. What should my first step to recover? I'm going to say water. Water for sure. And then go to ask coaches. What was going on? Like, let's figure that out for you. Let us help you figure it out. So that because the next time life starts to life, something happens, maybe you won't descend so far. How did it start? Was it just like a one time, like I ate this thing and then I just said, fuck it, and then I never could get back on track? Let us help you figure it out. Tabitha said, I recently had a huge revelation on how I feel at enough. It took me a couple of years of practicing the No BS basics to get there. This is a huge accomplishment for me, and now I'm finally seeing some scale movement. After being stalled for a while. Yeah. Can you help me with thoughts around staying the course and not letting go of my progress? This has been my main issue in the past. See some weight loss, let up on the gas, gain it back, or stall. I think I feel like I need a break. Wait a minute. I need a break or some sort of reward for the pro. The reward is the damn scale. That's your reward. The reward is I worked this week and now I see a loss on the scale. You need a bonus reward, you think. Why isn't that weight loss enough? Why do you think that weight loss isn't a good enough reward for you? That's a great question, Tatiana, for you to answer. Because here's the thing. You can give yourself a food reward. But think about how hard you worked to lose that weight. Think about all the bites you left behind and the times you said no. Do you want to erase that and do it again? Not me. Your reward is a smaller pant size and just a short amount of time. That's your reward. We have to start thinking about a longer term reward. Oh, shoot. I was listening to something this morning. What did it say? Quite often, we are making a decision in the moment that the version of us 2 years from now will thank us for. We have to start thinking a little bit further than that night, than Saturday. All of those that we've got to start thinking about, sit there. Your reward could be thinking about standing in that Target. I don't know. It's a core memory for me whenever I lost weight, going into Target and going in the plus size department and then taking my 1X because I knew I was in a 1X or the X, whatever, the one, and taking it in, it was too big and having to go out and go in the regular size clothes. Think about how that's going to feel. To be able to do that, to go from a 2X top to a extra large top. That's your reward. That's your reward. Claudia. Oh, I'm appalled that it takes 3 weeks to slowly get down 2 pounds versus 3 days to gain it all back. Not even eating my face off. Harsh truth for me. In order to lose weight, my body needs best food in really small quantities. Anything else makes me stall or put on weight. So frustrating. What do I do for here? Claudia, take all of your data to ask coaches or email me at support@pmptribe.com. Let me see exactly what you're doing. Send me your weights. We'll figure it out. We will figure it out. The other thing too is make sure if you would swear. Like, if I'm wrong, MJ, I'm gonna give you $50,000 that my hunger and enough are nailed down. Nailed, I mean, I'm talking about 97% of the time. I am on point. My sleep is on point, my water is on point, and 97% of the time, I am waiting on hunger and stopping at enough. And I'm wrong. I will give you $50,000, MJ. If you are ready to make that bet for me, then the other thing you can do is go make sure you get your blood work checked. Just have a, make sure you see your doctor. Make sure there's nothing going on. Make sure there's nothing going on. And also, if you are very close to goal weight and you are very on point on your good, better, I mean, on your hunger and enough, sometimes you do have to level up some foods. Take some of those good and better foods and make them best. Not a ton, but some. But send me all your data. I'm gonna help you. Carrie, I'm always curious about the sign, but sign behind you. Does it say coach like a pineapple? Yes, it does. One of my girlfriends gave it to me. Coach like a pineapple, stand tall, wear a crown, be sweet on the inside. That's me. I think it's me anyway. Sweet on the inside, girl. That's me. That's me. Just don't ask my husband, but just believe me. What are some things I can tell myself when I want to eat when I'm exhausted and have to keep going? I'm experiencing a lot of fatigue and brain fog at the moment, and it's a long-term habit that I will reach for something sugary to keep me going when I am working and can't rest. It is honest to goodness reminding yourself, I am not hungry. I am tired. And the quicker I get this done, the quicker I can rest. Sugar is going to give me a little boost, but then you're going to have a crash and feel twice as bad. And it is reminding yourself of what the outcome is. Sugar begets sugar begets sugar. If you're going to get in that cycle to stay awake, then figure out how can you maybe start going to bed earlier? Even 5 or 10 minutes makes a huge difference. At lunch, can you go shut your eyes in your car? Can you do some of those things? But it is really just I'm just exhausted. I'm just wanting sweets right now because I think it's going to help. But the truth is, the only thing that's really going to help me right now is a nap. And I can't give it to myself right now. That's what I really need. What do I really need right now? I need a nap. I can't give it to myself. But that's okay. I'm just gonna power through. And it's just reminding yourself, I hear you. I know what you need. I know you need a nap. I can't do that for you right now, but we're gonna get this done and move along. Every minute is a minute closer to bed. Janie, the scale is up 5 pounds since the beginning of the month. I'm doing the basics and exercising, feeling so good physically too. My gut tells me to have it, to give it more time and trust that I'll start losing again. How can I stay dialed in? At what point do I need to start circling the wagons and trying something different? Well, if the scale's going up, when you say following the basics, Janie, I need to know percentages. Give me percentages. What percentage of the time are you waiting for hunger? Percentage of the time stopping at enough. Tell me those things so I can tell you where you need to work because I can help you figure that out. I resist making my plan. I think it's because it feels like diet mentality. Like many, I have dieted for over 36 years and it's my damaged thoughts. What are some tips, suggestions on tackling these thoughts and making planning neutral? First of all, a lot of times you're going to want to put choices, especially if you have a lot of diet mentality around planning and you followed very strict plans. That's what I did. I had to give myself like a menu. Think of it like your menu. So you can put a couple things down to get started, a couple things down for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 3 or 4 snacks that you can choose from. And then when you get hungry, you just go to your menu. You just go to your menu. That's all you do. And then make sure you're including foods you love. Because a lot of times, what happens when you don't want to follow your plan or you resist planning is because you're making a should plan. Well, I know in the past when I did keto, I lost weight. And your plan looks like a keto plan, but you really want some French fries. You've got to plan those things. When I look at people's plans, that feels like whenever I talk to members and their plans feel like a struggle and they don't want to make a plan, they resist making a plan, they've made it too strict. 9 times out of 10. It's nothing on there that they want to eat. Nothing. And then for some people, you do need to give yourself choices at first, which is totally fine. Totally fine to do that. Look at it like a menu and make sure there's shit on there you really want to eat. That's the other thing. I have been gaining weight. This is Betty. Trying to get back to losing for the last several months. Challenges make me feel like a failure. Challenges don't make you feel like a failure. We'll get to that in a minute, Betty. I'm still having trouble accepting the fact that I regained and hating on myself. Looking in the mirror and telling myself that's not me. How do I get past the self-hatred and get back on track and gain a little momentum? Okay. Couple things. The challenge is you have a thought. I can't participate. I've gained my weight. I'm not on track. Everybody gets to participate but me. I wish I could do that, but I'm not motivated enough. That's what makes you feel like a failure. The challenges are just challenges. And I know that they don't make you feel like a failure because there's people in here that do the challenges and they're like, I'm gonna crush it this month. I'm gonna give my weight to Corinne. I love this every year. I look forward to it every year. They don't feel like a failure because their thoughts are different from yours. The thoughts are what make you feel like a failure, not the challenge. So that's the good news because you can change those, right? That's what always made me feel so much better about things. When I felt like crap, I knew I had the ability to look at what I was thinking and make a different choice on what to think. Nobody had to change for me. They didn't have to, no BS didn't have to quit do challenges. I had the power all along, just like Glinda, the good witch. You had the power all along, which made me feel so powerful. So that's number one. So you've been gaining. Trying to get back to losing for the last several months. How? What have you been working on? I'm gonna tell y'all, I should go in and ask coaches today after all these questions y'all have asked. And it should be data, 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 data with one question. Tell me what to do. Here's my data. My scale is going up. My scale is stalled. Whatever. Tell me what to work on. That's what it should be. It's like if you were going to turn in a paper, you would have somebody read it, proofread it first. So that when you turned it in, you knew exactly what you need. You know, you could fix it. You could head it off at the pass. But I can promise you, I go over to ask coaches, Lord, I'm going to get preachy. I bet you out of every 100 posts, one is about data. One. But the membership is full of people that are like, my scale is stalled. My scale is going up. I don't know what to do. Help me get on track. We can. But you got to tell us. You got to tell us what's your data look like. I looked at somebody's data yesterday in an email. I was honed in right on it, honey. Right on it. Please send us your stuff. I mean, if you notice that it's a couple weeks, the scale's going up or it's stalled, your first habit thought should be ask coaches. I am in a membership full of weight loss coaches who have all been successful in no BS. They literally have the combination. If I just take my stuff over there, and here's the other thing, I don't give two shits if y'all hadn't been making a plan or keeping data. It doesn't matter. What have you noticed? I know I'm not getting all my water in. I know I tend to eat a good bit after dinner. And I know I'm not hungry for that. I'm going to start keeping my data, but tell me what I need to work on. You don't have to not come to ask coaches because you haven't been filling out your habit tracker. Take it. Y'all know. You know where you're overeating. You know where you're grabbing snacks. You know where you're not stopping at enough. You know it. You don't need a sheet of paper or a habit tracker to tell you. Come on over there. I mean, I'm just telling y'all, You have a plethora of coaches over there that are like, I can literally just right then I got your answer. It's that simple. It is that simple to let us help you. Please. I mean, I'm begging y'all. I don't know how much more to beg. I'm pleading with y'all. Please. Now, I done sweated. I'm having to take my little blanket off. Please, please, please. So here's the thing. You're looking at the mirror and telling yourself, that's not me. How do I get past the self-hatred? You have to first identify those thoughts and remind yourself, a lot of people have a regain. I just missed something on the way down. Maybe you were just treating OBS like another diet. Maybe you were just doing it like a prescription every day. Like, here's my plan. I'm gonna do the things Corinne says to do it, whatever. Maybe you didn't work on those. You did not work on those thoughts. I'm gonna tell you didn't work on the thoughts. Because it's not just about identifying those amazing thoughts. It is about being aware of those thoughts that make you feel like crap and getting out that magnifying glass. Let's look at them. Let's look at them because we all have them. We all have them. And then take it all to ask coaches. Let us see. We can help you. If you're like, I'm doing nothing, take that to ask coach. I hadn't written a plan in 6 months. I barely get a tablespoon of water a day, and I can't tell you the last time I waited for hunger. We will coach you through that. We will coach you through it. We'll help you figure out your first best step. We can do that. Whether you ain't doing nothing, whether you have all of your data or you're somewhere in between, just with like, I know I'm doing some of this kind of wonky. We can help you in any way. Whatever you've got, just bring it to ask coaches. And like I said, Kim, you know where your problem issues are. Even if you hadn't been trying, I don't care if you can come in and say, 47% of the time I waited for hunger. I don't care about that. I can't tell you the last time I asked myself, am I hungry? Can't tell you. Carolyn or Caroline, how to let today be today? I have fallen out of my habits dealing with some medical stuff and I am not hungry. Keep thinking I will wait until September when my son leaves for college. Here's the thing. You've got the rest of July and all of August. Imagine the person you're going to be, the weight you're going to have lost by September. Why are you delaying it? Your goal is weight loss. It's not going to change. Is weight loss so much fun that you're like, you know, I'm going to put it off. I'm going to just wait because I like having this extra weight. Think about when your son moves out, the habits you could have in place. Think about your son going away to college. Is it college? Yes, he's going away to college. Imagine how much better he is going to feel leaving you. Like, mom is just killing it. She is working on herself. He's going to feel amazing. When you come home and the house is empty, you're going to want some habit. You're going to want some routine because it's going to look different. What is the version of you? September, your son goes to college. Let's talk to her for a minute. What is she telling you to do? Wait till September? Or is she saying, girl, we could be 5 pounds down by September. Let's get after it. I mean, what would she say to you right now? Yeah, you just wait. You just wait, don't worry about it. Or would she be like, girl, 5 pounds down feels mighty damn good. You might want to start those habits right now. And then in September, I can promise you, Carolyn, it'll be something else. Then I'm depressed. Now I don't know what to do with myself. My son is gone. I'll wait till October. It'll clear up. Then in October, got to start getting ready for Christmas. Holidays are coming. Oh my God, my son's gonna be coming back anyway. You gotta start thinking about that. Something will always come up. to derail your goal. It's always the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. Always. How do I continue when I'm feeling like shit? My weight is going up and my body looks like Humpty Dumpty. I don't want to give up, but my enthusiasm is waning. Come and let us. Why is your weight going up, Lenora? Why? Tell us. Why is it going up? Let us know, because we want to know and we can help you. The other thing is, I don't want you to call your body looking like Humpty Dumpty. Because he was in a million pieces. You're not standing in the mirror in a million pieces. Humpty Dumpty was a smooth round egg. And if you're like me, there's cellulite and shit on there that they don't look like no Humpty Dumpty. But this is my body. There are some bumps and some lumps. There's some scars, maybe. What's your body done for you, Cindy? It got you here. Oh, no, Lenora. What do you want to think about your body? And it's not going to be as sexy. Girl, don't I look sexy? I tried on bathing suits for the beach last night. I had to really work on my self-talk. I want you to think about everything your body has done for you. Our body got us here. Thank you, Nancy. Right here where we are. It's done a lot. It has breathed for you every moment of your life. Your heart has beat for you every moment of your life. Just think about that. And for a lot of us, food got us here. It was the only option we had. Nobody taught us how to feel our feelings. Nobody taught us how to talk to ourselves. Well, they did teach. My mama sure taught me how to talk to myself, and it was like a bunch of shit because it's my mama's voice in my head. All those words that were said to you, it's the only thing you knew. That's all you had. You learned how to speak to yourself this way because somebody showed you how to do it. Maybe if you're like me, you were a latchkey kid and you were lonely all the time. But you know what was always in the kitchen? Some chips, some ice cream. And so that's all I had after school. That's it. I didn't have companionship. We didn't even have cable. God bless. And I used the only tool I had in my toolbox, and it got me through. And I am thankful for it. And as an adult, I have learned how to manage my emotions. I have learned how not to rely on food. But food, as much as we want to demonize it, has given us a big, big gift. A lot of us would have self-harmed if it had not been for food. It was our friend, it was our confidant. When, us 70s and 80s latchkey kids, for the youngins, y'all don't know what a latchkey kid is, but we were by ourselves. We were alone. We didn't have anybody. And food did us right. And I appreciate it for all the time it gave me comfort. Now I've found other ways to comfort myself, but I'm not going to hate on the food because that little version of MJ, 10, 11, 12, 15 years old, she didn't know any other way. She was just trying to be okay. And I had the only thing I had in my kitchen. So I want you to think about those things. We don't have to villainize our bodies. Our bodies are where they are right now. And every decision you make towards weight loss or toward letting yourself feel sad or letting yourself feel an emotion, you're starting to untangle that relationship with food. And it's a tangled web and it's tight. It's woven. Anybody ever had a necklace that like just got in a big old ball and a knot and then you had to like pick it apart? And sometimes you would pick one out, you're like, shit, it got more tangled. And then you would kind of redo and whatnot. That's kind of how this is. Every time you're like, what do you really need right now? If it's not food, what is it? Think about it, just breaking just a little bit. It's untangling just a little bit. Every time you even offer that to yourself, because nobody ever offered it to you, probably. Every time you leave a bite behind and you think, God, it tastes so good, but I've had enough. That is you not using food for that last little bit of comfort. Every little bite you leave behind, it starts to untangle it. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Every one of those decisions, and they add up. And you don't think they do, but they sure as shit do. It does. You put a piece of sand in a bucket, you put enough pieces of sand, you're gonna fill the bucket up. But that one little piece of sand don't feel like it's good. Doesn't feel like you'll ever get there. Doesn't feel like it's enough. Feels like you need more sand. And then you just keep plugging along, one little piece of sand at a time. They add up. It adds up. Every time you're like, you know what? I know I keep saying I'm Humpty Dumpty, but right now, this is my body. This is where I am. This is where I am. This is what my body looks like. Whatever it is, this is it. And all these years of my life and everything I learned and everything I've been through got me here. And now I'm gonna learn a different way. And maybe my body's gonna change because of it. All right. Cindy, are there resources for rejoining? Maybe something on self-sabotage. Okay. I joined, lost 65 pounds, left, had some big life changes, challenges, gained back 30, and I'm back. It was new and sparkly when I started last time, but floundering. So go back through the No BS weight loss course. It is redone, it is brand new, all of those things. So make sure you go through that. Then I want you to go through the emotional eating reset. After 30 days of membership, you'll find it on courses, bonus courses, emotional eating reset. Or you can really pick your poison. If you know you're a nighttime eater, you can do nighttime eating first if you want to. Because I've had people write in and are like, I want to do the emotional eating reset, but I'm telling you at night. It's always night. Then go through the nighttime eating course. But if you're like just generally know that you're emotionally eating, go through that one. And the other thing too, Cindy, you've got to take action. The only way to build motivation is to start with action. That's it. There's no workaround. I mean, we can't sit here and wait on motivation to like fall from the sky for me to say something, right? You've got to get into action. I wish there was an easier way. I have been, Annette, I have been going out and weeding my flowers and daughter's flowers. She's on vacation. Aren't you a good mama? It is so hot and humid, and my asthma hates this weather. I love to walk, but it's hard right now. But this weeding doesn't seem like enough movement. Would it be a good substitute, or should I just walk in circles around my house? Also, not good enough. Well, I mean, I think it's a combination, right? Weeding is just because it's using different muscles though than walking a lot of times. So your thought really could be, I'm going to use these different set of muscles while it's so hot to walk, and then I'll get back to walking and use those muscles. It's going to be good for me using different sets of muscles. Because it is, it's working different things. Just because you're not making forward progress, like I walked from here to yonder. It feels like it's not making progress because you're just in one little area doing the weeding. But I want you to think about the action of weeding. That is movement. Every movement counts. If you're moving your body for 15, if your goal is to move your body for 15 minutes, doesn't matter how you move your body. It just doesn't. Movement is movement is movement. And going from somebody that used to run to Pilates for a while, taking kind of a break. Like, I had to deal with all that. That's not good enough. You're not burning near the calories you used to burn when you were running. You're not as sweaty as you were. Like, all those stupid thoughts came in. I'm like, no, it's movement. My goal is to move my body. Right now, my focus is on flexibility and strength. So I'm going to do this for now. And your thought, Annette, could be, walking is one form of movement, but right now my focus is on staying cool, taking care of my asthma, and getting the weeds out of the gardens. That's what you got to say. I I do good all morning and afternoon. I eat when I'm hungry, stop it enough. However, when I'm done working around 4 o'clock, I'm feeling out of control. I am tired and hungry and start panicking, wonder if I'm really hungry, and if so, what to eat. Do you have any advice on how I can navigate this breakdown? Yes, plan something. If you eat lunch around 12 and it's 4 o'clock, you're probably hungry. Make a plan to have a snack. Drink some water right before you get off, and then get off. And if you're hungry, have a snack. A lot of times I think we try to talk ourselves out of it. But then I also want to say this. Make sure if you're, because here's why people avoid an afternoon snack, because they want to be hungry for dinner. Always remember, you don't always have to eat to enough. You do not have to always start, I mean, you start when you're hungry. Well, sometimes you don't. I ate a deviled egg before this call and I was not hungry. But I knew it was going to be 12 o'clock and I was going to be hungry. So I ate when I wasn't hungry, but I stopped it enough. But whatever. But you just want to make sure for some of you just to take the edge off of hunger. So it's 4 o'clock. I eat at six. If I eat to enough right now, I'm not going to be hungry at six when it's dinner time. So eat just a little bit to knock the edge off of hunger to make sure that you're hungry at six. So make sure you do that. Oh, also, I don't want my afternoon snack to be a conditioned habit. Well, it's not going to be a habit if you always wait for hunger. So, how you're going to know if it's a conditioned habit, sometimes you're going to be hungry and sometimes you're not going to be hungry. And for me, if I was still working at the nursing home and I ate lunch at 12 o'clock and I got off at 5:30, every day at 5:30, I would be hungry for the rest of my life until I retired from that job. Because I ate at 12, 11:30 or 12. And then I would not get off until 5 or 5:30. That's 5 and a half hours, 6 hours. I was always going to be hungry at 5:30. 6 hours. Somebody asked me where I got my watch band. It's Kendra Scott. Kendra Scott makes Apple watch bands. I got it for Christmas last year. Christina. No BSer here. Established 2018. Hello. And I do know Christina. After a 70-pound weight loss with GLP-1 and no BS, I find myself slowly gaining about 20 of those pounds. I am discovering I'm struggling with listening to hunger signals because I rarely have any. I don't know when the fuck to eat because no hunger equals no food. I believe I'm eating small amounts of low quality food choices. Any thoughts on focusing on a protein goal and less on hunger signals? See, I mean, still, then you're really not paying attention because if you've got a protein goal, like let's say you got 80 grams of protein a day, and then you're like, I'm really not hungry. Like, you know, you're not hungry. You're like, but I still got 20 grams of protein left to get. Might as well. Like, then you kind of set yourself up for that. Any thoughts on focusing on a protein goal? I'm thinking, even though I'm eating less, I think it's counterproductive. And so, why are you eating low quality foods? You could just, whenever you do eat, increase the quality of the foods. So, if you're eating good foods, eat better or best foods. And just include a couple of good foods a week and see if that helps the scale get moving. See if that is helpful to you. Try that first, Christina, and then reach out if it's not helping, and we'll look at it some more. After struggling with the same 4 pounds up and down since February, I have finally found my next step and have lost 2.5 pounds in the last 10 days. Whoop, whoop. Hope you filled out that survey. I'm elated with this win. I have a fear of sabotaging myself because that has been the usual pattern for the last 40 years. How do I combat this thought? You can take the self-sabotage course if you would like to, but what are your thoughts typically? I'm never going to be able to keep this up. This is too hard. I deserve a treat. You did so well. You can take your foot off the gas. Maybe you finally figured this out. I guess you can kind of coast now. Like, what are those thoughts? You got to identify those thoughts so that you can work on that ping pong conversation when they come up. Because you're going to have those thoughts. And then you're like, no, Girl, I worked too hard to get back on this weight loss train. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna ride this train as long as it's gonna take me. And if I stall out again, then I can ask the coaches. But now that I got this figured out and I'm in a groove, I'm keeping on this groove. I tried too many things and I worked too hard to get here. That's a great ping pong conversation. And good job, Kim. That's amazing. I feel like such a loser and that I can't get my shit together. I have gained back 12 pounds in the last 2 months. I just keep saying, screw it. Well, that's not going to help you lose weight. We know that for 100%. I can't guarantee many things in this life, but I can guarantee if you say screw it and you keep eating, the weight will not come back off. That's 100% guarantee from MJ. I can't seem to know to do what I know I should do. I haven't shown up for a call since I started gaining, and I'm so glad you're here. I am so busy. So then I give myself excuses for why I'm not tracking anything. How do I find my motivation follows action when I sure do feel like this will always be a struggle? I will never win this weight loss battle. Well, first of all, you will. But why should you be doing the things? Why is it important to you? You've got to tie back into your whys. Why is it important to plan today? Why is it important to get, why are you choosing to do those things? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to. You can eat what you want, when you want. You do not have to wait for hunger and you do not have to stop it enough. You do not have to go to sleep. Why is it important for you to do it though? Nobody's forcing you. Nobody's holding you down, making you do it. You've got to decide why it is important to you. Why do you choose to do those things? Give yourself the power back. Not doing it because Corinne said, why is it important to you? Why is it a choice you want to make right now? You got two choices, write a plan or not write a plan. Which one do you want for your future? What is going to get you closer to your goal? Why is it important for you to choose that today? Work from that place. Not what I should be doing. We're not on should on ourselves. I'm going to do these things. Here's a list of the 10 things I want as a goal. Then you go pick one of them. I want to plan. I want to wait for hunger. I want to stop it enough. I want to get my water. I want to get my sleep. I want to move 3 times a week. You just make a list. Like, okay, low hanging fruit. Today, I'm going to choose water because it's easy for me, makes hunger a little bit easier for me, and it is one step closer to getting my habits. That's what I'm going to choose today off of your menu. Let's see. I got one more question. Please help me out here because I know you've had two shoulder surgeries. I have. I just had right shoulder reversal surgery on July 9th. I have to wear a brace which wraps around my neck to keep my arm close to my body. Now, see, I didn't have to have that. Well, I mean, I did have to have it dick go around my neck. But anyway, I'm not allowed to exercise, me neither, or do any housework, me neither, or drive, me neither. I had a shoulder replacement on the same arm in 2018, but this surgery was the reversal of that one and much worse. Oh. Lots of PT in front of me. I'm so down. I feel like quitting and rejoining when I can exercise. Girl, no. Exercise has nothing to do with weight loss. Bam, there you go. I said it. MJ said it. I always tell the story about before I joined Corinne used to these lives. This was way back like 2017, whatever. And I had bursitis in my hip. I literally could not walk. Like I was on a walker. It was bad. I had to miss like 3 weeks of work. And I got on one of her lives and she was like, I want you to keep your exercise time and I want you to exercise your mind. And I want you to double down on doable hunger. Like that's what you can do. Cause right now you can't walk. I couldn't load the dishes. I couldn't do nothing. I lost more weight in those 2 weeks than I ever lost in my whole weight loss journey. Because I was like, I can't exercise. I can't move my body. Like, literally, it was all I could do to go pee. So then I was like, what can I control? What goes in my mouth? I can control doable hunger. And I doubled down on it. You can never outrun your mouth. Never. We always give exercise so much credit for How much we burn the calories. We learn that from Weight Watchers and from other diets. You move your body a little bit, you earn more food. You move your body a little bit, you earn more food. No, we eat when we're hungry, we stop it enough. That's it. Oh, I hadn't listened to the 365 today. You cannot outrun your mouth ever. Does it suck that you can't move? 100%. Does it suck that you can't drive or like whatever or need help taking a shower? It sucks. I've done it a lot lately, it feels like. And it sucked and was terrible. And I didn't enjoy it. But it's like owning that it sucks. Yeah, it sucks. You can't argue with that. It's not great. But here's what I can control. I can control what I put in my mouth. You can't get up and move. What an awesome time to go through that emotional eating course. Go on to the bonus courses in the website. Exercise your mind during this time. Collect knowledge. Squirrel that up while you can't move. Use Ask Coaches. Work on something that, like an emotional trigger that always gets in your way. Go ahead and let's solve for that. You have so much you can do right now. Is it exercise? No. It's exercise of your mind. It's getting you more knowledge. Work on some of that. Yeah, exercises. There were some good questions, Nancy. All right, y'all. Everybody, fill out the survey. Number one, if you've lost weight, fill out the survey. Number two, data to ask coaches. There's no shame in ask coach. Ask Coach Anonymous. Y'all like come on this call and you're like, I don't want to, like, you want to be anonymous because you're embarrassed that you gained weight or you're stalled or whatever it is. Go to Ask Coach. Don't nobody know who the hell you are. The membership does not know. If you post all of your data, they don't see your name unless you sign your name. And next week, I will be at the beach with my family. The amazing, I think Kathy Hartman, right? Yes, will be leading y'all next week. It's you. What piece of data should you include? That's such a good question, Anonymous. How often are you waiting for hunger? How often are you stopping at enough? How's your water and sleep? Those four things for sure. And also include, like, I know every night I have a snack on the couch at the same time. I'm never hungry for it. Like, things like that are so good to know. It's great to know. Or if there's things you're not doing, like, there's no shame in that. Like, I haven't written a plan. I had not asked myself if I'm hungry in so long, I don't even know if I can remember to do it. Tell me what to do. We'll give you some suggestions. Oh, Kathy's gonna drink extra coffee and try to be fiery next week. So I will see y'all week after next. I'll be back in my same spot, but Kathy's gonna take good care of y'all next week. All right, I'll talk to y'all later. Bye, everybody.